about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The new guidelines on prescription medications are making me look like a druggie. I use pain medications for my failed back surgery. What is going to happen to our pain medicines? A lot of you guys are kind of freaking out about what's going to happen to your prescription pain medicines. I don't blame you. I am getting a little nervous when the government decides who deserves pain medicines and who doesn't. Then are they also going to decide, who gets the blood pressure medication, who gets the diabetes medication? We'll talk about what some of these new guidelines are calling for, how that could affect you, and I don't know, and why we're all screwed, I guess. Contact lenses may actually someday dispense eye drugs. So rather than you needing to do the drops, okay, you know how many of us, we don't like to do the drops because we don't like anything in our eye? Well, it'll be easy. You just actually have to stick a contact in your eye. Right? Easier. Marijuana. This one, scary stuff. Marijuana use during pregnancy can increase the chance of you having a stillborn. So, many people argue that marijuana doesn't kill. Nobody's ever died of a marijuana overdose. Now there's been evidence that marijuana could actually kill the fetus. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your call, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, this headline caught my eye. A 6-year-old boy in Colorado has been suspended. Why? For sexual harassment. Oh, my gosh. What did he do? What did the 6-year-old do? You want to know what he did? Huh? He kissed a girl on the cheek during reading group. Officials at Lincoln School of Science and Technology in Cannon City, Colorado, are accusing the boy of sexual harassment. And according to WCPO, it is going in a school record. Okay, apparently the boy said, I leaned over and kissed her on the hand. Oh, I heard he kissed her on the cheek. I leaned over and kissed her on the hand. They sent me to the office fair and square. I feel sorry. That's what the little 6-year-old said. I was kissing boys on the lips in kindergarten. I remember that there was this kid. Oh, his name was Billy Knebel. And, I haven't looked him up on Facebook. It was in first grade. And I remember he was a kisser. And in the first, was it first grade or kindergarten? It was first grade. I was at Mojave Grade School. And, he kissed me on the lips. And then I had a couple other boyfriends I don't remember, in kindergarten. Was it? No, it was first grade. A couple other boyfriends in first grade. And, I mean, we would kiss. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if kissing somebody on the hand is sexual harassment, what would I have been accused of? I was a big kisser when I was a kid. And then I had a dry spell for 20-some years. The boy's mother tells Colorado station KRDO that the son was suspended once before for kissing the girl and had disciplinary problems, but the girl did not object to being kissed. Ha, ha, ha. You see what the mama of the boy does? I know, I'm going to probably do that too, right? You know, the girl didn't stop him. You know, my boy wanted to kiss her. She didn't stop him, but should kids not kiss each other? According to the school district, said repeat offenses meet the school policy definition of sexual harassment, and they hope the tough standards will force the boy to change his behavior. The boy is expected back in school today. Ooh, I bet the girls are lining up for the kisses. You know, first of all, the boy kissed the girl on the hand, like prince and princesses do. If the child watches Disney, Now, I don't know what Disney film. I know it doesn't happen in Nemo because they have fins. But you know how in the olden days when men were very chivalrous and, you know, kind of Aragorn-style Lord of the Rings type of thing, you know, where they, you know, anyway, you know, where they kiss you on the back of the hand and it's supposed to be, oh, my gosh, I think that's cool. Why don't we bring that back? I mean, honestly, this kid may be smarter than you think. I mean, if this kid knows how to already do that move to kiss somebody on the hand, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. Guys don't do that anymore. They don't. I miss that. That's kind of cool. I don't think I ever had it, really, to be honest. That's pretty cool. But on the flip side here, all right, you can't, if the school is saying, because again, you know, whenever you hear the headline, you're like, boy kisses girl on cheek and then gets suspended. Now, if this boy has a history of getting into other people's space, okay, the parents of the girl, I could see, could get upset. You know, there's a kid that keeps putting his mouth on my daughter. Can you please remove the kid? All right. Now, what I don't understand is, does the kid have to be suspended or can the kid just be, I don't know, you know, separated? There's, you know, keep him separated. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where you got to look at the flip side. If you had a little daughter and there was a boy that kept kissing her, if this is multiple offenses, I could see why you would be like, okay, look, okay, boy's mouth away from my daughter. I can get that. I can get that. But, I mean, you know, he kissed her on the hand. Oh, how sweet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDAI. Remember, gentlemen, I taught you, you know, some ways to get the lady. Okay, sometimes the more distal extremity involvement in the foreplay will actually allow you to meet your goals a lot easier and quicker than just going straight to proximal areas or core. You get that? Okay, you have to go more distally. All right, you know, like pinkies. I think people really underuse the pinky in foreplay. All right. I think you could just kind of, you know, take a look at the little pinky and maybe kiss it or something. All right. Women love that stuff, right? Because again, they think that sex, okay, if women think sex is the last thing on your mind, it's sexy. But if they think you're in hound, you know, you're kind of like, you know, already in hound formation, it could sometimes put them off. Remember, you gotta act like, well, you know, if we do it, you know, no big thing, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. That sometimes really, really works. Okay, so just kind of putting that out there. Okay. All right, pain medications. What is going to happen to prescriptions, or what is what would the government love to happen? Don't go away. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. So the American College of Physicians, these guys are big, issues a new policy to curb painkiller abuse. All right. This is a leading medical group, and it's urging us U.S. doctors to take more steps to prevent prescription drug abuse in patients. Of course, drug abuse has been growing. All right. Where I think we need to spend a little time is what actually constitutes drug abuse. All right. They say drug abuse in patients is a dangerous growing trend that's been seen with opioid pain pills. Drug abuse. You may be thinking, all right, well, these are people trying to pop pills for highs. All right. I'm kind of foreseeing that there may be some of you who actually take these medications, just like my previous listener who wrote in and don't want to be stigmatized with the word abuse or abuser. They say this new policy statement released by the American College of Physicians, which is one of the largest professional societies for doctors, calls for medical professionals to put more effort toward reducing risk for substance abuse. Now, that I can agree with. That's okay. The policy offers 10 new recommendations, including supporting of the formation of a national prescription drug monitoring program to identify patients who are at risk for significant drug abuse. So basically that means if you take a pain pill, you're going to be in this program. Okay, or you're going to be, it's going to be on a computerized a database. More education and prevention efforts for doctors and patients, that I agree with. Considering written agreements for doctors and patients when treating pain, most do. You know, most do. They also call for doctors to prescribe all controlled substances electronically and not on paper to ensure safety and decrease likelihood controlled substances are diverted. There could be some problems with that one. They say the goal of this paper is to provide physicians and policymakers with a set of recommendations to address the significant human and financial costs related to prescription drug abuse. All right. Maybe they should change it to opioid use as opposed to drug abuse. Now, we know that drug overdose deaths have been growing exponentially. Being reported by CBS News, they say these deaths have climbed in the U.S. for 11 consecutive years, with more than 38,000 people dying from medication in 2010 alone. Prescription drugs were involved in 60% of these overdose deaths. Women, 400% increase in prescription painkiller overdose. So, I mean, I agree, something has to be done. All right, but how do you not get caught in the crossfire? They say the new policy statement urges doctors to look first to non-opioid treatments when a patient comes in with pain. They do not, however, urge a set maximum dosage or treatment time limit. The ACP also supports the call for National Prescription Drug Monitoring Program so that prescribers and dispensers can check in their own and neighboring states before writing and filling prescriptions for substances with high abuse potential. I thought the DEA already had that database. I could always get a controlled substance report on my patients when I want to. Some states have their own programs currently. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, now, here we go. Okay, all right, so you get into a car accident. You have a work injury. You blow a disc, okay? You try to do, you know, medications, physical therapy, injections. You have surgery, all right? Or you had a surgery. You had a surgery, and unfortunately, this particular surgery might not have been successful. So you have failed back syndrome or failed back surgery syndrome, okay? You have back pain. And for any of you that have ever had back pain, okay, I mean, you understand it's really difficult. It's difficult to walk. It's difficult to work. Okay, it's difficult to deal with home life. All right, so you end up taking a pain medicine, and you end up then needing one every 4 hours or one every 4 to 6 hours. For any of you that have ever taken a pain medicine, the very first one you take, if you've never taken one, huge euphoria, and a lot of times you have some phenomenal relief. Then by the time you take the second or the third, no, it doesn't really seem to work as much. All right, so now you start to get into a position where if you don't take it, the pain is going to come on. Maybe it's a rebound because the medicine is wearing off. Maybe it's true pain that is your regular baseline pain. And, the medicines are just keeping it at bay. Well, these pain medications, when I was in training, it depended on the doctor training me. Some said be very, very careful. You don't want people to get addicted to them. Only give 10 pills. All right. Yet here I was, giving people 10 pills. And I mean, 10 pills only got them through 2 days. Okay. Some people need more than a couple days of pain medication. Okay. And you realize that when you get into your own car accidents or you, have a surgery or you are in labor or whatnot. I mean, once you've experienced pain, all right. Now, luckily our mind knows how to forget some of that. Many of us women, we know we were in pain, but we don't remember the pain. We don't have the pain memory. Our brains are programmed to not bring that vivid memory back like some of your other memories. Okay, you may remember, Thanksgiving back in 1999 with the in-laws and the pain from that. You could feel emotional pain, but physical pain, your brain has a defense mechanism. It's phenomenal. But for those of you that are in current pain now, you know what I'm talking about. So here you are, you're taking a Lortab or a Percocet or, I don't know, Darvocet's not on the market anymore, and you're taking these pain medicines every 4 to 6 hours. Okay, well, you go through 30 pills in roughly a week, you need another prescription. Are you going to be, are you considered abuse? Is this considered drug abuse? You know, the definition of drug abuse is now extremely varied. As, you know, we all thought it to be, well, you're abusing the drug, you're not using it appropriately. All right, you're taking it when you don't need it. We think somebody is abusing drugs when they don't need them and they're taking them for funsies. All right, I could tell you right now, 99% of my patients on pain medicines are not taking it for funsies. And the 1% that are, they don't get it from me and they get kicked out. So it's a revolving 1%. So if these guidelines come into play, saying, look, your doctor has to identify if you're abusing it, what is the abuse guideline they're going to come up with? Well, needing more than 30 pills a month, needing more than 3 prescriptions concurrently. I mean, most of you guys on pain medicines would then qualify for that. So I get a little nervous. Now, I understand that it costs the government a lot of money when you have back pain. All right, we talked about the number one disability is back pain, second is depression. So we understand that. The government doesn't like that. Insurance doesn't like that. You being in chronic pain doesn't help. All right, but I can't tell you how many patients have already been through surgery, you know, injections, epidural, physical therapy. They're in pain. Now, they talk about how more and more, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, how more and more patients are now being prescribed opioids than ever before. Why is that? Well, you know, we have more on the market, all right? But the other reason is we doctors are being told to cut back on the Tylenol and to cut back on the ibuprofen and the naproxen. How many of you have been told by your doctor to not take naproxen or ibuprofen because it's hurting your kidneys or could put you at risk for congestive heart failure or ulcers, right? So what does the doctor do? They give you some hydrocodone because it won't bother the kidneys as much as an ibuprofen would, and it may not cause an ulcer. Right? Same thing with Tylenol. You know, many patients have been told, look, you know, my doctor said to stop taking over-the-counter Tylenol, so they gave me something stronger so I wouldn't be medicating myself with a couple extra-strength Tylenol. Many of you are on narcotics because if you weren't, you would be taking probably over the maximum doses of over-the-counter Tylenol or Excedrin migraine or whatever is your pleasure. So, you know, I was stuck with that. You know, I had a patient in stage 3 kidney disease, right, having an arthritis flare-up. What am I going to do? He's in pain. I can't give him the Motrin. I had to give him some Lortab. I only wrote 30 pills, but so, you know, this term abuse, when you see the media say, oh, well, there's millions of people, you know, abusing the medications, and you're like, yeah, there's probably a bunch of druggies out there. No. We're not talking about junkies. We're talking about people who are taking Lortab frequently or Percocet frequently, you know, or their fentanyl patch or morphine, et cetera, Opana, whatever. You guys are taking that regularly. They're talking about you. Now, what do we have coming around the bend? Well, it looks like another pain medicine is FDA approved. I think it's a pain medication that doesn't have the Tylenol attached to it. All right, so as the government is trying to limit pain medicines, they're still approving others, but it's still a pain medication. And what about this idea of everything being electronic? Do you want that? Do you want an electronic database? Do you think your doctor's office is free from being hacked? If the Obamacare website is getting hacked, how do you know your doctor's computer is not? It's, I mean, they're, I'm a little nervous when the government gets involved. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Six speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and, of course, on Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. You'd think that would come out a little smoother than it did. I'm sorry about that. All right. We have a new record temperature ever. The coldest place on Earth with a new I guess, I don't even want to say world record, ever record of temperature is on Antarctica, and they have clocked it at 135.8 degrees below zero. Can you, I know, we're almost talking like a negative Kelvin type, right? Apparently, East Antarctica has set a new record, recording 135.8 degrees Fahrenheit below zero on the little mercury. I think they use a little mercury thermometer. You kind of wonder. I know rectal, right? Right? Or for those of you going, wait a second, I don't know Fahrenheit. Okay, 93.2 degrees Celsius, all right? Apparently, it's NASA satellite data revealed that the Earth set this new record, okay, on August 2010, then on July 31 this year, it came close again, getting to a minus 135.3 degrees, again in East Antarctica. Now, up until then, the oldest record had been, and the coldest one would have been, a negative 128.6 degrees. Okay, so what does this mean? I don't know. All right, but remember there was an article when everybody was talking about global warming where NASA came out and said, guys, I know you guys are saying that the Arctic ice is melting, but Antarctica ice is growing at the same rate that the Arctic ice is melting. So if we in the northern hemisphere are is noticing more warming, then maybe, you know, what's happening in the sun, although, you know, if you understand Earth's rotation and Earth's orbit, you would think it would all even out throughout the year. All right. I don't really know much about global warming. I don't. I mean, I doubt my Jeep is the cause of it. And I do have to admit, you know, it takes a lot longer for winter to come around in Las Vegas. I am finding that a little confusing. You know, back in the 90s, we had snow, a lot more snow in Vegas, and, you know, it would get pretty cold and pretty nippy, you know, and now it usually doesn't get cold till December. That is kind of intriguing, but Antarctica, from what I understand, is growing their ice and getting colder. So, I don't know, you guys, I really don't have any comment on the whole global warming thing. I just go into my closet, I put whatever fits, even if it's not appropriate for the season, if it fits, that's what I wear. Alright, so, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Organic milk may be more heart healthy. Right, apparently, organic milk. Now, remember how organic food made headlines a few months ago saying your organic food really isn't that nutritious, much more nutritious? You know, organic food may have less pesticides and may be quote-unquote healthier with less chemicals and hormones in them, but it didn't necessarily mean organic food was nutritious. Well, this is a very interesting study out of Washington State University that says actually the organic milk from organically raised cows will have more quote-unquote good fatty acids than milk from cows that were fed corn, other grain-based feed, because organically raised cows eat more grass. Okay, this is the first large-scale study to compare milk from organic and conventional dairies across the United States. I don't really like milk. Researchers found significantly higher levels of the heart's healthy fatty acids in organic milk. This is being reported by the SeattleTimes.com. So, if your cow is eating more vegetables and less corn and grain-based feed, then therefore you're going to be getting the healthy nutrients from those vegetables. Now, okay, I'm a little concerned because when cows eat grass, where do animals like to take a dump in? Right? They usually like to take a dump in the grass. I mean, if I had any hay or any corn or, you know, some loaves of bread outside on the lawn, where do you think my dog is going to, you know, do his business? He's going to do his business on the nice area of grass. So maybe we need to stop and think about it. If your animal is eating more of somebody else's, some other animal's excrement, I'm wondering if that is where the nutritional value is showing up from. I don't know. All right. They say previous studies have suggested that some organic fruits and vegetables may have more antioxidant chemicals, but we talked about how a couple months ago when they reviewed the evidence, they said, nah, not really that much healthier. Now, organic milk, all right, we thought had less omega-6 fatty acids, but it has more omega-3 fatty acids. I don't know the difference. I really don't. Okay. Oh, I see. The omega-6 fatty acids is what you see in the fried foods, but the omega-3s are your healthy ones. I see what they're trying to say. Yeah. All right. So, can I move on? I don't really drink milk, so this really doesn't have anything to do with me. Yeah, I like orange juice. I'll drink some orange juice if I have to. I'll drink water. I drink a lot of water. And no, I don't drink wine. I don't like wine. Mm-mm, no. All right. Speaking of wine, we got some news on Israel here, although I'm not. Oh, man, what is going on with my computer? Okay, I'll have to get back to that one. Oh, computer's down. Here we go. Okay. Oh, you know what? George Zimmerman, that article popped up. You guys heard about this, right? George Zimmerman's girlfriend now, all right, changes her mind. We knew this would happen. George Zimmerman's girlfriend has changed her mind and now wants the charges dropped. Remember, she filed an aggravated assault charging him. He was arrested, and she said he had broken a table and he had guns, and I don't know. So the police came, and he was, I guess, sitting there calm, saying, yeah, the guns are over there in the safe, there's this, all right. And so we were wondering, is it because he has a target on his back, and now anytime anybody has a fight with him, all they have to do is say that George Zimmerman is trying to pull a quote-unquote Trayvon Martin, all right, so they get arrested. Well, now from what we understand, she wants him back. Girlfriend Samantha Shebe, okay, wants him back. She called him my boyfriend and said detectives misinterpreted her earlier statements. She accused George Zimmerman of pointing a gun at her and smashing a coffee table. Now she says, I'm not afraid of Georgie, in any manner, and I want to be with him. Now, here's the thing. The court, okay, so now they have to decide, was she being coerced? Was she not? She says she wasn't being coerced. She wants him back. Okay? I mean, it's George Zimmerman, right? great catch. Here's the thing. I don't even know what to think anymore. Okay? This guy, no matter what happens, George Zimmerman is a marked man. No matter what. No matter how innocent we think he is or how guilty people think he is, we think he is, if he gets into a fight with anybody he has a relationship with, okay, they could play the gun card. They could play this up. And so with that, you just don't know what to believe. Okay? Now, I mean, when we heard the news, of course, the first thing out of one of my patients' mouth was, oh my gosh, this guy just really needs to be stopped. He needs to be put down. Well, wait a second. Before we start killing people and executing people and putting people down, okay, can we stop listening to the media, right? And just, somebody tell us what the hell is going on here. But not that any of us really, really care. Honestly, I'm all sick of the whole George Zimmerman case, but the only advice I could give George Zimmerman is, maybe lay low, okay? If you're a concealed carry, fine, be a concealed carry. But if you think a relationship is starting to go sour, please get a witness in the room right away, okay? Because, all right, the media loves anything that has to do with George Zimmerman. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so we're going to be talking about on the next, after the break, how apparently they are going to link the Dead Sea to the Red Sea with a 112-mile underground pipe. Apparently the sea is drying up, and then marijuana and pregnancy causing stillborns. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freeze-dryguy.com.
This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
California, those kind of party.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. One of our callers, I didn't unfortunately address it. When we were talking about marijuana and male gynecomastia, how marijuana was found to increase male breasts or man boobs, right? All right. Somebody had called in asking if he could use marijuana to increase his girlfriend's breast size. And I didn't even really want to give that the time of day. That's ridiculous. Let me answer that. Marijuana is not supposed to increase females' breasts. Females already have estrogen. What they think is going on with men, which, by the way, we've known for years, I don't know why it was news all of a sudden last week, was that for men, the marijuana may, induce the estrogen in men, giving them more breast tissue, or not more stimulating their breast tissue. And again, I don't think we know why, all right, but that doesn't mean we want women to start smoking marijuana to increase breast size. So if that helps answer your question. Now, marijuana use during pregnancy. Yeah, I know. The logic was there. I get it. Marijuana use during pregnancy up stillbirth risk. That's kind of scary. They say pregnant women who smoke marijuana have more than twofold higher risk of having a stillborn or a fetus that dies within or prior to giving birth. All right. Now, we know cigarettes can increase stillborn risk as well. We also know drugs, cigarettes, that could cause complicated pregnancy. But we don't hear a lot about marijuana causing a death. All right. Like I said, I don't think we've had a reported overdose death of marijuana. You have people that maybe smoke marijuana, get behind a car, lower reflex time, get into an accident. But in terms of marijuana causing people to die, I don't think we really have a lot of data on that. However, in terms of stillborn and causing a fetus to die, this is a study that's apparently made headlines. Now, apparently, if I could go into this, and I apologize, my computer is going in and out, so the article keeps going in and out. So a lot of times when you hear the longer the it means my computer is down. Yes, I have been very green. I don't print my articles like I used to. I used to have everything printed, everything on paper, and I would go through a show, for a three-hour show and, plus Saturday, I would go through a lot of paper, so I decided to just have everything digital. Unfortunately, when the computers go down, you're screwed. Anyway, they say Dr. Michael Varner, Associate Director of Women's Health Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Utah School of Medicine, all right, says even when findings are controlled for any sort of genetic variation or issues, they still find, all right, marijuana use is associated with increased risk of stillbirth. Now, THC is the psychoactive ingredient. Apparently, the THC in marijuana can pass from the mother to the fetus via the placenta. And I guess moms doing pot while pregnant also have babies with low birth weight, delayed birth, poor eyesight, and could even have ventricular septal defect, which is basically kind of a hole in the heart where the septum between the ventricles, the pumping part of the heart, has a hole in it. So researchers found that 94% of mothers who had given birth to stillborn babies had used some sort of illegal drug, and marijuana appears to be the drug of choice for many in this study. 2.8 times increased risk of stillbirth. Now, do we have a study of secondary inhalation or secondary exposure? I don't think we do. But that would be probably good, because a lot of people will say, no, I don't smoke pot, but my husband does. Well, if your husband smokes pot and you're breathing this in, then, could that pose a problem to the baby? All right. If I were you, if I was pregnant, I would probably avoid any pot. Okay, any smoke around you, just because you're not the one smoking it doesn't mean it's not going to hurt the baby. But absolutely, I think any sort of secondhand exposure could be an issue. And it's another eye-opener, right? Especially since we're going to probably start seeing marijuana more often used in the medical setting, as it's a lot cheaper than a lot of other medications on Obamacare. Apparently, there's been some headlines talking about how the idea of keeping your doctor is gone, but what about keeping your medications? Well, we talked about that 4 or 5 years ago. All right, many of you are finding you can't keep your medications, all right, depending on the plan that you purchase. Well, that's right. Okay, there's going to be a formulary on your insurance company. There's going to be a list of medications. Those are the medications you're going to be allowed on your formulary. If you want anything that's not on the formulary, all right, you're going to have to spend money. It's going to be out of pocket. This is something we all knew. All right, if you didn't believe me then, I hope you believe me now. I mean, I'm not saying this as a, you know, I'm right and I was right all along. I don't do that. It's just it's a fact. Okay, I'm a doctor. I've worked with insurance companies. I've worked with HMOs. I know how they work. If they have to cover 10 essential benefits, they'll cover them all right, but essentially they'll cover them. So if you want, I don't know, Diavan instead of your Hyzaar, or if you want Frova migraine medication instead of Imitrex, you're going to have to pay for it because your insurance will cover whatever it wants to. Yeah, we may be able to get away with the prior authorizations, but I can't tell you how patients are furious with me that I can't get the medication covered. The insurance company said the doctor has to call, so it's all you. It's not all me. I called them. They said no. And then I get in writing the denial and I paste it to my patient's forehead. Quit blaming the doctor. Now, this made headlines today. Apparently, volunteer fire departments may be closing. Thousands of volunteer fire workers apparently may be affected by Obamacare. Did you hear about this? I don't understand this, but I guess the IRS says volunteer firefighters are employees, even though the Department of Labor says they're volunteers. And I guess out of the 1 million fire departments being reported here by Mail Online, 87% are staffed entirely or mostly by life-saving volunteers. I'm reading this from the article. I had no idea. I thought most firefighters are hired. I'm a little confused by that number, but then again, I don't know. You may know more than me on this. But I guess they say the U.S. Department of Labor takes the term volunteer literally. All right, and so the IRS says volunteer firefighters are technically employees if they're on the job more than 30 hours a week. If that's the case, then they are subject to Obamacare's employee mandate rules. I had no idea volunteer firefighters would fall under this Obamacare rule. Since the law doesn't specifically carve out an exemption for them, fire departments that have more than 50 people then are then expected to provide health insurance for every one of them. All right, hence the cost. If they don't, then they could be charged $2,000 per each employee. All right. Okay. So, it's the ripple effect. I mean, you know, whenever you do any sort of legislation, I know everybody wants big and brawn and quan and bling, but you need to do things a little bit at a time. All right, nobody's understanding these ripples. And I know you guys turn to me, right, to help you understand them, and I'm still just as confused as you are. All right, I'm seeing things happen that I never thought I would see happen. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that. I mean, I thought about a lot, and I've been harping and complaining a lot. But there's still things that are surprising me, going, are you kidding me, really? And what I'm preparing for, like I told you from a selfish standpoint, is if many of you are getting these $5,000 deductibles, $7,500 deductibles, you're probably doing what I'm doing on a personal basis and planning to not go to the doctor next year because the insurance isn't going to kick in anyway, and we don't have that kind of money to shell out. So I am putting things off. And so as a doctor, if many of you are going to be putting things off and not going to the doctor, right, I'm expecting I'm going to have to probably close my doors within a year or two. All right, there's only so much you could do. You have to see X number of patients to pay the mortgage and to pay your staff. So it's very frustrating. It's very solemn. But I don't really harp about myself so much. You know, I'm more worried about my listeners than everybody else. Don't worry about me. All right, I got a radio job. As long as I don't get fired from that, I'll be okay. But I'm getting fired, am I? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.